Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our good buddy Chester Elton being back on the show. Chester is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the O.C. Tanner Lead Recognition Consultant and Researcher. He travels the world working with companies like yours and mine, large and small, to help them get the most out of the relationships they have with their people and that the people have with them. He's the author of so many books that I couldn't possibly make one trip and get them all in here in the studio, including the new one, The Daily Carrot Principle. I think that's the brand new one, which is based off of the other one, The Carrot Principle, which he and Adrian Gostick authored. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. Is that the latest one, The Daily Carrot Principle?
You know, we actually...
Or is it The Invisible Employee?
Yeah, no, we actually published a fun book called The Orange Revolution about how to build great teams, and I know you wanted to talk a little bit about team building today.
By the way, I do not have that book.
I know, and that's my fault.
I know it is. All right, let's get that fixed. So here's the thing. We've talked about team building a lot on the show, and I know you want to talk about that today, and I do too, because what there's an awful lot of work being learned, a lot being learned now these days about the wisdom of crowds, crowdsourcing. Both of those books I've been reading, both of those books, they're outstanding. The understanding the dynamic of a group and understanding how that, especially a diverse team, meaning teams with different education backgrounds, experiences, et cetera, can really make a great contribution to an organization. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. You know, as we studied teams, and by the way, we had a database of over 350,000 surveys that we looked at from the Best Companies Group out of Allentown, Pennsylvania. What Adrian and I wanted to look at, because so many businesses that we talked to said exactly what you said, Jim. They said, look, we need to build more esprit de corps. We've got to get more synergy out of our team. You know, these lone superstars, I mean, they're great to have, but you can build so much better business if you've got a team.
Well, that's so 20th century, that lone superstar thing.
Well, here's what we want to define is, are there some common attributes in the great teams that we looked at and that we could source out of this database and then prove it out through the customers that we had and case studies? And here's what we found at the core is that first and foremost, you had to hire good people, you know, and that comes to,
yep,
to bear when you say,
"Look, you can't go grow good crops if you don't start with good seed."
Exactly, I've got to start with good people. But then the big driver was, what is your noble cause? You know, not just products and services that your company supplies, but what are you doing to help impact your communities?
What are your values? Values are
exactly
huge. Values.
Yeah,
Chester. One of the things I've been saying for a long time now, for a couple of years at least, is one of the little underlying intangibles that's going to define the 21st century marketplace and society more than anything else is the concept of values and the appreciation for values. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves, and we want to know that our businesses are good businesses, but that we're contributing to make our communities better. You know, and it can be as simple as supporting your local Little League baseball teams, but as big as, you know, collecting food for the hungry or giving people time off to go build a house for Habitat for Humanity, something like that. And when that noble cause was well defined, then you found that productivity and engagement went way up, and it very much impacted companies' bottom line.
Right.
So those were two keys. Now, at the heart of everything, we found that great teams kept things very simple, and we were able to identify a great practice, Jim, called the Rule of Three. Now, the great teams didn't necessarily call it the Rule of Three, but it broke down into that they had three things they focused on very carefully, and we called it wow, no surprises, right, and cheer. And that is, if the wow is they were committed to be world class. If they were going to do it, they were going to do it at the best possible level that they could. Secondly, the no surprises.
Which means seeking excellence at every turn.
Exactly. And how do we deliver not just world-class products to our customers, but how do we wow each other, you know, in our team? Mm-hmm. How do we support each other when we get an assignment or somebody asks us to do something? How do we take that extra, you know, few minutes and say, well, how can I make this just a little better? Second one was no surprises, and this is all about communication. You and I were talking a little bit about
I don't like surprises except for birthdays.
Exactly. Most surprises in business are negative. You know, you've missed a deadline. There's been a defective
Even if it was a good surprise, you should have known about it.
Exactly. And so we talk about, you know, how do great teams communicate? And then the last one, which brings us back to our work around reward and recognition in the workplace, is great teams cheer for each other. They're supportive. Your success is my success. There are no jealousies.
Mm-hmm.
And we really pull together. So, you know, for your listeners, I mean, I love the rule of three. You know, people can remember three things.
Wow, no surprises, and
cheer.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, because it's really interesting. You know, I was working with a company out in California.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
The wow is for the customer. The no surprises is for the company, and the cheer is for the individuals. That's the way I think
of it. Yeah, that's a pretty good summary.
So you got something for everybody there, folks. Think about that. Wow's for the customer. No surprises is for especially the person who's trying to make payroll on Friday. He or she doesn't like surprises. And then the last one is for the employees, for the people.
Yeah. Well, and this idea, like you said, to getting back to your core values. I was going to say, I was working with a fun company out in California, and I said, look, everything we do to help build this, you know, productive culture, we want to come back to your mission and vision. So what are your core values? And the guy says, oh, this is great. We just had this retreat. I've got them right here. I said, well, can't you recite them? He goes, no, I wrote them all down. I said, great. He says, yeah, we've got 12 core values. And I said, you know what, that's just way too many. You know, people can't remember 12. And I joked with him, and I said, you know, Moses only had 10.
How do you get any work done, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, 12? You've got to be kidding me. So, you know, when you can break it down and make it very simple, those were very productive teams.
Chester, don't you have some specific examples of some organizations that have pulled this off?
Absolutely.
When we come back, I want you to tell us that. Yeah, give us the title of the new book for the teams.
The Orange Revolution: How One Great Team Can Change an Entire Organization.
Check it out wherever books are sold. Quick break. Right back with Chester Elton. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.